Greetings, and welcome back to the Cats Chronicles. After the funeral of Kevin O'Ryan and the aborted trial of Mitchell Tanner, the Cats firm takes on a lower-profile case. Tonight we join Ms. Truman and Lucky en route to their latest assignment, Cats himself left behind for a rare day in. Ms. Truman grips the wheel of her car, as Lucky enjoys the view out the passenger side window as he ponders the specifics. This is the Cats Chronicles, Keys to the Castle, Chapter 1, The Pawn.
I've had small cases. You know this.
Yes, you used to specialize in the smallest cases, I recall.
Right. Missing pets.
Yes, you're good with animals.
Missing people. That makes sense. It comes up a lot.
Yes.
But this is out there. Weird, you know? Like, I don't even know how to really begin. I mean, other than showing up and checking the couch cushions.
That would be a start, yes.
I mean, I read the case file. I never read the case file.
That is also true.
Didn't take me long.
No more than 15 minutes.
Ha ha. I even committed it to memory. Lost item, must recover in the course of a single night, description, keys, on ring, two of them, one a safe deposit key, the other a simple house key. That about it?
Yes, very good. Did you have any questions?
Yes. Keys?
We are being paid $25,000 should we accomplish this relatively simple task.
Oh.
Any other questions?
Nope. Wait, yes. Is there some kind of doubt? They're in the house, not somewhere in the ocean or something, right?
Not likely, no. But there is a complication. Did you read the second file?
There were two files?
Yes, Lucky. There were two files.
Ah.
I handed you two folders.
Yes, you did.
So you had two folders in your hand and you just...
I read the first one. So I guess that means I get no bonus points for that one?
Not really, no. Get it out and follow along.
So weird seeing you drive.
Read along. This isn't our first case with Professor Dean. Please, I know. It drives her nuts.
Is her middle name Teacher?
Probably, yes.
Okay, so not your first case?
Oh, yes. She has been over the past year trying to meet Mr. Katz.
You know, I forget that he's supposed to be all famous.
Of a kind, yes, but as you know...
His anonymity is paramount.
Exactly. That is why I cannot allow that to happen.
Wait, Professor Dean? This says Laura Dean, as in the talk show lady?
Yes, Lucky, the talk show lady.
Psyche workout. Best soundtracks for your spin class based on your Myers-Briggs type indicator.
Yes.
You, a work in progress by Dr. Laura Dean.
She used to help people, but found something more profitable.
So she hired Katz, but he's not coming.
Of sorts, yes. If we can find the keys, then we are paid the full amount. If not, Mr. Katz would be forced to show up on her show.
That's bad.
It's unacceptable.
So why are we talking to her at all, though?
We're being paid well enough.
Yeah, but we could be helping somebody who could pay us better.
And with her money, we can better help those who cannot pay us.
That's a good point.
If anything, you should be in for a show.
Looking forward to it. And this isn't a complaint, but why am I here?
I wanted you here.
Good enough for me.
You're the muscle.
You want me to hit her?
No, but I may want to.
I'm supposed to stop you.
You're supposed to try.
I'm not gonna try that hard.
And that suits me just fine.
Nice place.
Excuse me, are you here for Dr. Dean?
Still funny. Yes, we represent Mr. Katz.
Wonderful, and you are Ms. Truman, right?
I am.
Dr. Dean asked me to get you. Come on in.
Something wrong with the front door?
No. I mean, she wanted you to meet her by the pool house.
Ooh, the pool house. So fancy.
Miss Truman.
Dr. Dean, good afternoon.
Is this the illustrious Mr. Katz?
Nah, we ain't doing that today.
Lucky. I mean, this is Luca Delgado.
Good afternoon. You can call me Lucky. I'm an urban investigative analyst for the Katz firm.
So, have you met Mr. Katz?
Yeah. He's my boss. I work for him. Did you miss it? I mumbled that. I'm sorry. I'll start again. I'm an urban investigative analyst for the Katz firm.
I can see that. I can also see that you are a collector. You have a passion for a bygone era. an old soul, an old-style gentleman. Maybe some would say behind the times in your worldview.
Would they?
I believe she's commenting on your suit.
You got that from a suit? Amazing.
Excellent condition. Well laundered, an older cut. I'd say that suit is older than you are.
Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Of course.
I mean, my grandpa gave me this suit, and my dad runs a laundromat. See that stitch? Did it myself.
Oh.
If you finished making a fool of yourself, shall we begin?
I did?
She was speaking to me.
No.
You had so much to say about his suit. Did you even look at his shoes?
The shoes?
Like them? They were on sale.
Inexpensive, built for comfort primarily. Style, a distant second consideration. Could we hurry this along? I would hate to feel as though I were wasting your time.
Dr. Dean?
What?
The room.
Yes. Cameron, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to snap. Is the room finished?
Almost. They arrived a little early.
They did. Here, I'll help you with the final touches. Excuse us.
So, I guess we wait here.
I suppose so.
Oh, real quick, what in the fuck was that?
What was what?
That crack about my shoes. That. The dick measuring contest. Well, wait, maybe not. Is it boob measuring? How do ladies do it?
I do not care for that woman. She grates me.
No, yeah, I got that. But I've never seen you so ready to throw a punch.
She's a fraud. She used to be a respected doctor of psychology, but she effectively sold out. She began by calling out pop psychologists, but as soon as she was invited to the talk show circuit...
She lost a fan?
Hardly. I didn't care about her one way or the other, until she started selling bad advice to desperate people.
Fair enough. So this bet, it's not just Katz.
It's about Mr. Katz.
Not exclusively.
That rich twit is not smart enough to stump me.
There it is.
I'm sorry. I know it's ridiculous, but...
No, it ain't. I can't wait to see you beat her.
Miss Truman? Mr. Delgado? We're ready for you now.
No, you ain't. After you, Maddie.
What awaits Ms. Truman and Lucky by the pool house? Will Ms. Truman get the letter of Laura Dean? And will Katz ever make an appearance in this episode? To find out the answers to these questions and more, stay tuned to the next chapter in the case of the Katz Chronicles, Keys to the Castle, Chapter 2, The Rook.
Good morning, welcome back to the loudest morning show on the radio. This is your ever faithful Wacky Waldo
and the Aardvark.
And let's kick it into high gear with the latest in news, movies, and more. Aardvark, there's trouble for the new Hammerbreak movie.
Did the reviews come in?
No, the release has been delayed due to reshoots.
Uh-oh.
Rumor has it they may be replacing now controversial actress Angela Jackson due to her outspoken work with the Poof protest group.
Boo! Keep politics out of movies, that's what I say.
Right you are, Aardvark.
Nice honkers, though.
Uh-oh, you know what that sound effect means.
It's time to play It Doesn't Fit.
Your choices today are Sympathy for the Devil, Ramblin' Man, and Hotel California. Can you tell us which one doesn't fit? Be the 10th caller now. Good morning. Congrats. You're our 10th caller. Is this Ben?
Close enough.
For your official Wacky Waldo and the Aardvark's Bleeders baseball cap, between Sympathy for the Devil, Ramblin' Man, and Hotel California, which doesn't fit?
Hotel California.
That is correct. The other two were written by the Rolling Stones, and of course Hotel California was written by the Eagles.
Oh, I was thinking it had to do with the subject matter. Sympathy for the Devil and Ramblin' Man are about killers, whereas Hotel California is about American excess.
Nerd alert! Nerd alert! Nerd alert!
You're thinking way too hard!
But you're still correct. Stay on the line to collect your prize.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Cats Chronicles. When last we left off, Truman and Lucky were at home of Dr. Laura Dean, television personality, and Mr. Katz enthusiast. Desperate to meet Mr. Katz, she hires the Katz team for $25,000 for the apparently simple task of finding a set of keys. But there is a catch.
It's something of a bet.
A bet?
Of sorts, yes. If we can find the keys, then we are paid the full amount. If not, Mr. Katz would be forced to show up on her show.
That's bad.
It's unacceptable.
In order to prevent Mr. Katz's television debut, Truman and Lucky will have to thwart Dr. Dean at her own game. We now continue as Ms. Truman and Lucky are brought into the pool house, a puzzle awaiting them.
Nice pool house you got here. It's nicer than my first apartment.
Mrs. Dr. Dean is very successful. Right through here. Please have a seat.
Weird office. And she says I'm out of style.
I know this office.
Dr. Dean will be with you shortly.
Did she lock us in? That's a fire hazard.
Don't get up. I'm sure she'll say you're cheating.
Please remain seated.
Is that you, God? It's me, Lucky.
Hello again, Dean.
She's on an intercom? What's going on?
She'll explain.
For today's mystery, I've prepared a simple one for Mr. Katz. Now, I understand his reluctance to make an appearance. He is clever, of course. But his greatest skill is avoiding that which he cannot overcome.
I swear she rehearses these.
This room, as you may recall, belonged to a Mr. Sterling, a writer who was murdered some 6 years ago.
I recall.
Good. You had already begun working for Mr. Katz by then, a grad student. You were much younger.
About 6 years, yes.
Now, I have invited Mr. Katz several times to come and prove his merit against various puzzles and mysteries of my own design. And not once has he arrived to defend himself in person. Instead, he has sent you, his agent, to engage via cell phone, his hubris and self-assuredness so far proving him out.
What's the score? 4-0?
That ends today. My folly was trying to prove he was unable to solve my puzzle. Instead, today I present a puzzle he cannot solve. A puzzle he did not solve. As you can see, to leave this room, you will need to input 6 digits to open this door. The digits are right here in this room. To find them, you will need to actually solve the case.
A case Katz didn't solve?
This case was closed. It was ruled an accident, because it was a tragedy, but an accident.
It was not. He failed to solve it, but I didn't.
What?
I know who killed him, and I know how it was done. To escape the room, you will now have to go over your work and look for errors. You may make your phone call, of course. Since he is a coward and won't show himself, feel free to reach out to him or send any pictures you like. Oh, and smile. You're on camera.
Yeah, they're pretty obvious.
The room is arranged identically to Mr. Sterling's. The two chairs you sit in are the only major change. Any other inconsistencies are part of my game. The desk is identical. Everything arranged the same as they were on that day. The books on the shelf directly behind his chair are even arranged the same, based on a photo from the room. The rug on the floor is the exact same.
Yes, it's all very accurate. It's almost as though you were there.
I had been there many times. Now, when the timer on the wall starts, you will have 1 hour to escape. As per our agreement, if you fail to escape, Mr. Katz will meet me on television for an interview, where I will reveal that he failed to solve this case.
This case was closed. It was an accident.
Oh, it was closed, but it was not an accident. Furthermore, I know who the real killer is, and I want Mr. Katz to admit that I solved the case in front of the world.
So to escape, we have to find what your solution is to this case?
You have to find the solution. The only solution that works. Good luck. We will be monitoring on the CCTV. The timer begins when you make the call.
Oh, you hate timetables.
You need not remind me. This will be a bit more difficult than I imagined.
But I thought you, I mean Mr. Katz, solved this ages ago.
As an accident, yes. But it would appear Dean has convinced herself this is a murder. It won't be enough to reveal the truth. I have to decipher what she has decided had happened.
Ouch. So instead of solving for X, we're solving for rubber duck?
Well, I wouldn't have phrased it quite that way.
So tell me about the real case. That was before my time.
Siegfried Sterling, 62 years old. Writer of some small acclaim, appreciated by critics, less so by the general public. Was found in his study slumped over his desk from the wrong side.
So not in his chair?
No, opposite side. Everything was pushed off the desk. Books, papers, typewriter. Cause of death? Heart failure.
And he didn't call for help?
He may have shouted, but there was no one there to hear him. No cell phone on his person, nothing on his person.
Wait, but his person was here. Shouldn't there be a body to investigate?
He was wearing a three-piece brown suit, slacks, jacket vest, white dress shirt and loafers, black belt, nothing in his pockets, black tie, gift from his sister. There was nothing else on his person. You don't need his body.
Well, that in itself is a clue. We obviously don't need the corpse for Dean's solution if she didn't see fit to include it.
Yes. The body is irrelevant. Feel free to contact Mr. Katz at any time.
So, what else is different?
I wasn't there, you tell me.
The rug. She said that was the original.
And then that's gotta be it. I'll check under the rug.
No, that's not it. Everything that's correctly in place is what I already have. Everything that's wrong with the room is what she used to arrive to her solution.
So we're looking for what she got wrong?
That is what she asked for, to find her mistake.
Well, if I'm just so incompetent.
You said it, not us.
The timer can begin now. Since you're so clever, feel free to contact Mr. Katz.
Ooh, I think we hit a nerve.
This doesn't make any sense.
So what's out of place?
Nothing.
You can't be sure.
This was one of our first cases. I remember standing over there by the bookcase. This volume caught my eye, The Adventures of Mr. Toad. I recall thumbing through it, right here. And it was laid on its side, just as it is here. Mr. Sterling's own work on the shelf underneath. Everything as it was laid out 6 years ago.
How do you remember all that?
I have an eidetic memory.
You're amazing.
Thank you for the compliment, but I'm trying to concentrate.
Okay, where do we start? I like to start from the ground up. You'd be surprised how many clues end up sitting there on the floor.
I would not, no. I'm going to go through the bookshelf here for a moment. I imagine it's the easiest place to hide something.
You got it. I'll check the desk. There's a lock here. Is it cheating if I just pick it?
Don't touch that.
So, yes?
The key is under the blotter. That's not the puzzle. She's angry about something I missed. It won't be anything I found last time.
Sure, so what should I do?
I don't suppose you could just be quiet?
For you, maybe.
Perhaps, here. You can be on the phone with Mr. Katz.
You want him on speakerphone?
Absolutely not. We are being observed by those cameras up there. You will hold the phone up and communicate with me on behalf of Mr. Katz.
Fair enough.
Bored. So bored. Miss Truman, you promised you'd call. It's been half a forever.
Mr. Katz, this is a recording on your phone. Use your finger to press on the little check mark on the face of the phone. Just one. You should hear me say hello.
Check, check, check.
Hey, Katz, it's Lucky. Don't freak out.
Lucky? Where's Miss Truman?
She's right here. I'm gonna be on the phone today. Say hi.
Hi!
You don't have to yell. Okay, Maddie, we're up.
Hello, Mr. Katz. This is Matilda Truman. Professor Dean has placed Mr. Delgado and myself in a small room, identical to the home office of Siegfried Sterling, an accidental death from a case of yours 6 years ago.
Who?
That's me, kid.
Okay.
The room is identical in every way except for the absence of the body. Otherwise, the details are eerily accurate. The rug is, reportedly, the same one from the real office. Everything else is a recreation. The chair, bookcase, the desk, obviously. All of the pens, papers, and other office supplies are identical even down to placement. Three black pens and one blue in the cup beside a white candle. Here, Lucky, can you hold the phone?
Got a real eye for detail there, Maddie.
Miss Truman? Can I help?
Katz wants to help, Maddie.
Please stay on the line with him and keep him updated on what I find.
Sure. Are you sure I shouldn't touch anything?
Please, trust me, Lucky. I really need you to let me do this.
Whatever you say, boss.
Mr. Katz is your boss.
Oh, right. Whatever you say, boss man.
Bookcase is identical. I'm going to go check the desk.
Lucky, what's happening?
She is now checking the desk.
I found something.
She found something.
This file folder was not in the drawer last time. This... Dean?
I assume you aren't giving up yet.
I have a question. If you feel it is too much of a hint, though, please feel free to ignore it. Is this case file accurate?
Case file?
Of course it is. I thought you had an eidetic memory.
Thank you for your cooperation. Lucky, I'm going to go through the desk. Take a look at this.
You want me to read a file? I don't got a lot of luck with files.
I'm glad to hear that. Please read it out loud to Mr. Katz.
Oh, right.
What's happening? Is Miss Truman okay?
She's fine, sir. Ms. Truman told me to read the file to you.
Yay! Story time!
Date and time and stuff?
Begin with the inciting call.
The what?
The reason why they came to check the house.
Okay, let's see. Yada, yada, yada. Oh, here we go. 10:11 a.m., Friday morning. A phone call from the landlord, Soochong Higgs, requesting wellness check on his tenant. They had not conversed in 2 weeks. According to caller, this was unusual as Mr. Sterling missed a chess game on the weekend. Oh, I guess they were friends.
Yes, I remember him. Nice man. Short, nervous, but sensible.
He smelled like tea leaves and leather.
After missing 2 games, Mr. Higgs was certain there was a problem. Last known visitor was a relative almost a month before. When police arrived, they found the victim's car in the driveway. It looked unmoved.
It had been there for less than 2 weeks. There was pollen buildup from his flower garden caked on the windshield.
So they missed that. Let's see, there were letters going back, yep, a week and a half. Let's see, the officers, here we go. Upon entering domicile, they can't just say house.
No, Lucky, they cannot.
Upon entering, they found a briefcase in the front by the door. There were dishes in the sink, 1 plate, 1 water glass. They had not been cleaned. A plastic delivery bag from Panda Swan Chinese restaurant with receipt for a 9:15 p.m. order. Exploring the house, they went to the second floor bedroom and found night things were left out. Bed made? Good boy.
Thank you.
Don't skip details, Lucky.
Sure. Two-piece suit, 2 shirts, underwear, couple of books and hospital papers. He was, just home from the hospital.
I don't like hospitals.
Yes, his pacemaker. It was new. He died in his office when it failed.
Tough break.
Go on.
Let's see. On his nightstand, they found his effects. Watch, cell phone, wallet, keys. And there was a planner on the bed with the previous day marked. Circled red, visited with, it's redacted.
What?
His planner had him have lunch with someone. I guess visiting him in the hospital. It was marked the day before they found him. The name is redacted. It's blacked out. But this is a photocopy. That means the original didn't have it either.
Dean, you said the file was accurate.
You don't need to know that.
You said the file was accurate.
Clock's ticking.
It does not serve my purposes to get angry. It does not serve my purposes to get angry. It does not serve my purposes to get angry.
I didn't do that.
Admit it, that helped a little.
Yes, it did. Please shut up.
And read?
Yes, and read.
Shutting up and reading. Okay. Finally, officers reached a locked door at the rear of the house. An older-style door. It required a skeleton key, and a locksmith was engaged. 10:18 p.m., the locksmith gets the door open. Officers Brady and Williams enter room. Body can be seen in the dark. Williams found the light switch beside the door. Yep, there it is.
You're so helpful. Thank you.
Am I helping? I don't feel like I'm helping.
With the lights on, Brady goes to the body. Cold. When the coroner arrived, he established time of death around 11 or midnight on the 3rd due to his pacemaker malfunctioning. Hey, you're in here.
Oh, I'm sure this is complimentary.
I was talking to Katz, actually. They just say his assistant. They didn't get your name. A private detective hired by...
Mr. Higgs hired us. He and Sterling were longtime friends. He found Mr. Katz after a news report. A missing child. He could barely pay. He ended up selling a lot of old furniture and a rental property to raise the money. In the end, we didn't charge him the full price.
That's sweet and all, but we ain't out of here. We don't know who she wants to accuse.
Yes, I do.
You do? But we don't know what proof there is. Wait, you do, don't you?
I do. No smart little comment about how clever I am?
Nope, you're just a little breathtaking right now.
Can I go now? Cartoons are almost over.
Yeah, all clear here, kid. We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye now.
Has Truman solved the case? Will she and Lucky collect the $25,000 fee? And if so, will Dr. Dean lose with dignity? The mystery further unravels as Truman lays out her case. To find out the answers to these questions and more, please stay tuned to the next episode of The Cat's Chronicles, Keys to the Castle, Chapter 3, The Night.
Hi there, it's Lucky again, from the show you just heard. Maddie, the kid, and I wanted to thank you for listening. Now, if you had a good time, let us know by liking and subscribing and forcing all of your friends to listen too. Do it. And if you'd like to say hi, or what have you, contact us at FriendOTFamily on Twitter, or go to our website, snu.wtf. Yeah, I know, they got weird names. There's a lot of weird people working over there. Have a good one. Good night.